USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, another Senate Judiciary Committee session's underway as the Republican majority on the panel is moving forward with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. However, Democrats are opposing it, saying there should be more investigation of sexual misconduct allegations made by several women against the nominee. Here's Senator Dianne Feinstein.
My colleagues are right that we should not rush to judgment. And it's not fair to assume Judge Kavanaugh is guilty without gathering the information. But it's equally unfair to have heard from a credible, poised, and brave witness and simply ignore what we heard and move forward immediately.
The panel now scheduled to vote at 1:30 Eastern on whether to send the nomination to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
This is not the end that we had hoped for.
An emotional police chief, Robert Helton, in Gastonia, North Carolina, choking up as he announces that they have found the body of 6-year-old Maddox Rich in a creek near a park where he had disappeared last week while playing with his father.
Our support this week has been phenomenal. I've lost a lot of sleep this week worrying about Maddox, but I've not lost any with what we were doing on our side. We were doing everything that we could.
An autopsy will be done to determine the cause of death. The Securities and Exchange Commission going after Elon Musk for fraud, filing a complaint yesterday accusing the Tesla CEO of making false and misleading statements when he floated the idea of taking the electric car company private and saying he had secured funding. The complaint says Musk had not discussed or confirmed key terms, including price, with any potential funding source, and he also made the statements without the knowledge of other Tesla executives. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Passengers aboard a Papua New Guinea flight have quite a story to tell. The plane landing in a lagoon early today. There were 47 people aboard the flight that landed short of an airport runway. Crews quickly helped them to safety. There were no serious injuries or fatalities reported. Murphy Brown is back. The iconic 90s sitcom about a TV news journalist has been given a reboot and premiered last night on CBS with much of the original cast. Now, a running gag on the original sitcom was the revolving door position of Murphy Brown's secretary. It was someone new just about every week. Last night, her secretary was none other than... Well, let's see if you can figure it out.
I also assume you've had previous secretarial experience?
Absolutely. For 4 years, I was the secretary. I was the secretary of a very large organization.
And you're right if you guessed Hillary Clinton. It looks like it will be another windy and dry day in western Wyoming, where a massive wildfire is still raging. The Roosevelt Fire, scorching over 50,000 acres south of Jackson and about 35% contained. And Tiger Woods is hoping Sunday's win carries over into the Ryder Cup. He and Team USA opening the tourney against Europe this morning in Paris, France. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.